Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a really big, big weekend for women. It is a weekend to renew, re-educate, and reinvigorate. The ubiquitous Women's Expo is back for a fifth year with a focus on empowerment. And one of the many headline speakers is Brandi Harvey. She's the daughter of comedian Steve Harvey, but she has a message all her own. And tonight we're talking to her about what empowerment really means as we preview the Ubiquitous Women's Expo. Lines are open. Give us a call if you have a comment or a question for Brandi at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Brandi, thanks for coming in. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Looking good.
Thank you.
Smelling good.
Hey, yes.
Put lotion in up the hands. We can't have any ashy
sisters. Listen, ain't no ashiness around these parts, okay?
No ashy sisters in
no
studio.
No ashiness, no.
This is your first Ubiquitous Women's Expo.
This is my first time participating in Ubiquitous.
What's going to be your message for not only the women, because mostly it's a women's event, but there are going to be some guys there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? My message is really to take people and women in particular on the journey beyond. You know, the journey beyond begins within. You know, when we start to look within ourselves, you know, when we start to love ourselves more, when we start to challenge ourselves and challenge our beliefs, that's when we kind of step into the infinite possibilities of where life can take us. And so this weekend, this is the fifth annual Ubiquitous Expo. I'm really excited to be a part of this with so many wonderful sponsors like Shea Moisture and CVS Pharmacy, you know, and really shout out to Jermaine Leffridge for creating this wonderful platform for all of us to be able to participate in. But my Yale Organics, you guys, WHUR. So I feel like I'm in good company for the next 2 days.
You are going to be in good company because even though you are one of the big headliners, you're keeping company with some big names. Who are you going to be sharing this weekend with?
Well, I'll actually be on a panel tomorrow with Claire Salmners, who is the creator of Fashion Bomb Daily, with Cynthia Bailey, one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Arian Simone, the creator of Fearless Magazine and celebrity publicist, and Sparkle Cosmetics CEO. So I'm really going to be in good company. But outside of that, Gisele Bryan is going to be talking about her Every Hue beauty line. Kenya Moore is going to be there. Nicole Ari Parker and Boris Kodjo. Selena Johnson. I mean, it's a star-studded event. You know, Dougie Fresh is going to be letting us know
always.
Listen. He shuts it down wherever he goes. You know, I'm just trying to drink out of his fountain of youth that he's found it. And so I just want to stay in that vein. But, you know, it's so many things. The New Voices Fund, women are going to be able to pitch their businesses. There's a $100 million fund to get Black women and women of color to excel in their business initiatives, get capital expertise to excel. And so to be a part of that, you know, is really phenomenal.
It really is. It is a big deal because, as I said, this is an opportunity for women to renew, to reinvigorate, to reeducate, to get some insight, not only in perhaps a budding entrepreneurial pursuit, but also to get some insight into one's self. And you do talk a lot about that when you talk to groups. How do you do that? How do you find a clear way to see inside of yourself and find out what's really going on as a modern Black woman.
Listen, you know what? I've had to experience some major hurts, some major setbacks, some major defeats in my life. You know, I've suffered with abandonment issues. You know, I had a really arduous relationship with my father at one point, you know, and that deeply affected me. You know, it deeply affected the relationships that I had with men. It deeply affected, you know, my family relationships. And so what I had to do on that journey to get free, you know, I made a commitment to therapy. You know, I made a commitment to therapy. I made a commitment to show up every day as the best version of myself. And when I started in the fitness industry about 17 years ago, I was 19 years old and I was a freshman at Hampton, a sophomore at Hampton University, you know, the HIU, you know, other people. I know y'all don't talk about them on WHU.
Yeah, you know, but see,
you was gonna skip past that.
Yeah, I love my HBCUs. You know, but I went to Morgan.
I ain't even in that beat.
Yeah, I don't have a nickel either. In that quarter. Listen, I just work here, but I love it here. So let's be clear. Listen, don't get me in trouble.
I didn't graduate from Hampton. You know, I graduated from Ohio State, but I went to visit my father my sophomore year. I went out to LA, and he caught me Fluffy. Me and my sister, I have a twin sister, and you know, the whole spring break, I'm trying to figure out what does Fluffy mean?
Fluffy.
Listen, at 19, I was Fluffy. And so I didn't realize I was Fluffy, but I was eating all that good fried chicken and a calf, you know, every day at HBC. You know, every Wednesday is fried chicken Wednesday at HBCU. And I was eating fast food and I was just eating, you know, eating and not working out, not taking care of myself. And my dad called me Fluffy. And I was like, well, what does he mean by that? And I asked my sister, I was like, you think he calling us fat? And she was like, I don't care, girl. I said, well, I do care. And I went back to Hampton and I started working out. And when I started working out, it really it woke up, you know, this sleeping giant within me. And so this sleeping giant got awakened and I started to make a commitment to my health and wellness. And from that moment on, I have been so committed to not only my physical health, but my mental health, my emotional health, my spiritual health. And I've really found that it's all connected. And when we make the connection that it's all connected, that what goes in is truly what comes out, we start to elevate our lives and go to the next level.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking to Brandi Harvey, she is one of several headline speakers at the Ubiquitous Women's Expo Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be at the Washington Convention Center, fifth year for Ubiquitous here in D.C. If you want more information about Ubiquitous, you can find it online at ubiquitousexpo.com. That is ubiquitousexpo.com. If you have a comment, if you have a question for Brandi, I was about to call you Brandi Alexander because you're so intoxicating. That was good. I'm going to write that down. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talk to me about empowerment. What does that mean for you when someone says women's empowerment?
I think what it means for me is that not only are you able to lift your life, you're able to lift other people's life. You know, it means nothing. I've always been a teacher. I was a high school teacher at one point. I've always been committed to serving my community. And my whole life has been geared towards my philanthropic efforts. When I was the executive director of the Steve Harvey Foundation, it was one of those things that I always recognized in my life that, you know, that whole idea of each one teach one, you know, and I think that when we empower, you know, ourselves, it is our duty to empower other people. It's one thing for you to get down the road. But if you don't teach somebody else how to get down the road, then your goal, your life has been for naught, you know? And I think that that's one of the things that I've carried with me is whether it's talking to young women or older women, very seasoned women, men or women, you know, is that when I live my life, when I learn something, how to expand my life, whether that's how I eat, how I live, you know, my workouts, whatever that is, my job is to now give that knowledge to somebody else so they too can learn how to fish and go out and get the best that they can get.
You spoke about abandonment issues and your and the poor relationship that you have with your father. First thing, I'm assuming it's fixed now.
I think it's definitely fixed, but I had to go and do the work to fix myself too.
What does that mean?
You know what? Because I think when I was younger, you put so much responsibility on the other person. You know, you put the fault and the blame on other people. And yes, they play their part. But at some point, you have got to fill your own cup. At some point, you have got to say, you know what? I get that my dad left. I get that he was not a part of my life. I get that we didn't have the best relationship. But how do I want to go and move forward with my life? How do I want to live? How does Brandy want to live? And when I made that decision, I had to forgive him, you know, because people only love in the capacity in which they have. If you don't know how to love somebody or give to them emotionally, I can't expect you to pull from an empty well if you have no water.
But that's such an adult, grown folks kind of
thing. Oh, yeah.
And and for girls who go through the same thing, whether they're, you know, their dad is bigger than life or trying to be, or whether he's just dad, he's still going to be bigger than life. So how do the girls address that as they're going through it? And where do they find that kind of help? Do they find it from the moms?
You know, it's difficult, I think, sometimes to find it from your mom. And I know I found that difficult at times for myself because my mom was very hurt and devastated that her relationship had, you know, come to an end, you know? And when you have three children, you know, you've given your all to somebody, you've been with them when they had nothing, you know, that's a really hurtful place to be in. And so I knew that my mom was in a really hurtful place, but it took me to get older to figure that part out, because you end up leaning on people who are just as hurt, just as damaged, just as depressed as you are, and you're trying to get over the hump together, and it's really difficult. But I think what young girls can do, I think you have to find that safe place. I think you have to be able to find a person or a people or group that you can talk to. You know, I grew up in the church, and I always tell people, you know, I grew up in the church and the church taught me wonderful things. It taught me how to be a servant. It taught me how to show compassion. It taught me how to be a public speaker. It taught me these wonderful things, but it didn't teach me relationship. And when I learned relationship, right, when I learned that everything that God has given me, it's been put on the inside of me. And when I stopped looking for all these external ways out, you know, I stopped looking for sex to be my way out. I stopped looking for alcohol to be my way out. I stopped looking for shopping to be my way out.
That's Listen, another show.
That's a whole other show,
that's
right?
A whole other show.
Because we end up masking so much. You know, we're masking our hurt. We're masking our fear. We're masking all these things by everything that's outside of us. And we keep looking for the answer outside. But when I started to tap into the thing that God has already put within me, that's when my life started to open up. And yeah, it took me to get older. Yeah, it took me to have some life experiences. Yeah, it took me to fall down and have some bruises to be able to do that. But hell, I had to do it, because if I didn't go through it, I would not be able to rise up like that phoenix, you know, to come through the ashes and say, this is my life and I'm going to own it and I'm going to live it to the best of my ability.
I'm talking to Brandy Harvey. She is one of the headline speakers participating in the Ubiquitous Women's Expo coming up this weekend at the Washington Convention Center. If you have a question or a comment for her, and I highly suggest that you give her a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dare I say the doctor is in?
Yeah. Come on,
Church. Yeah, yes. So give us a call if you have a comment for her, again, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And I'm going to be taking a break in a little bit, but I do want to at least get you to think about this. So many times, and I know you've seen this and you've spoken to women and again, men, because this isn't just about women, but sometimes women are broken and it's very, very difficult for them to keep the mask on, but you see them keep it on social media. They're posting inspirational stuff, positive stuff. Oh, yeah. They're trying to keep it together. And to be quite honest, I mean, I've seen some of my friends, some of my acquaintances, and they're posting on social media all this stuff, but you know them, and they are broken inside. How do they fix that? And what is that? Is that a facade, or is that them trying to fix themselves?
Oh, I think it goes into when I minister to you, I minister to myself. You know, I think that speaks to that part, that in those broken moments, there's still this silver lining in our lives. There's still this light within us that we are like begging to let out and shine through. And so like, yeah, we wear the mask every single day. You know, we mask it by the Birkin bags and the cars and the clothes and the food and the sex and the weight and the, you know, it's all these things. And I really talk to women a lot about, you know, people follow me for fitness and health and wellness, you know, and the weight, it's like, it's not just the physical weight that we're carrying around with us. It's the spiritual weight. It's the emotional weight. It's mama's weight. It's daddy's weight. It's uncle's weight. It's all these different things that have piled onto our lives. And now we just don't know. But if I can give a little inspiration on Instagram one day or Facebook or Twitter or something that gives me a little light to get my butt out the bed today, if that gives me a little oomph to say, you know what, let me go get my kids out the door so I can get them to school and make sure my life is better today. If I can get to the gym today just so I can jumpstart, let's do it.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Fee calling from Virginia, Ivy calling from DC, Monique calling from Baltimore. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. But this conversation continues on Sirius XM, channel 141. Your phone calls are next. We'll be back.
The Howard Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're previewing the ubiquitous Women's Expo with Brandi Harvey. You may know her as the daughter of comedian Steve Harvey, but she has a message all her own, and she's sharing it with us tonight. We are taking a look at what women's empowerment really means inside and out. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Fee. Fee calling, oh gosh, did we lose her? Ivy calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Ivy. What's on your mind?
Yes. On my mind is that I heard her say that you give your all to someone and then you just be shut down. So what I'm saying is I gave my all to this man for 9 years and suddenly he moved far away. And now when I do talk to him, all he says is like it's his work. It's his job. He has to do this. But I call him. He don't answer his phone. When I text him, half the time he do text me back, but he don't. And I'm just wondering, what can I do? What should I do? Or how can I go about it?
Fee, you got to walk away from that one. I mean, okay. Honestly, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's that book that came out years ago.
He's just not that into you. Yes.
You know, but it also is like, Fee, as much as you love yourself, right? If you love yourself enough and you're willing to give yourself time and you're willing to give yourself some effort and you're willing to give yourself all these wonderful things, isn't that the expectation that you have for somebody else that you're inviting into your life?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you would expect of somebody who you want to love and spend time with? Shouldn't they return your phone calls? Shouldn't they return your text messages? I mean, that's just out of respect in a relationship. relationship. You know, whether that's a mother, a father, a sister, brother, a boyfriend, or girlfriend, the respect has to be the bottom line. And if he is your friend, he should care about your well-being. So if you call him and you just say, hey, I was just checking on you, see how you doing, and there's no response, well, he's letting you know that I don't even have enough to give you 140 characters. I don't even have enough to double tap you and put a like on, you know, if you're on iPhone, you know, I don't have enough to get my thumbs to working. And you have to be able to say, you know what? I love myself too much to devote my time, my effort, and my energy into somebody who does not and is not willing to give the same to me.
Okay. Ivy, thank you so much for calling. And by the way, Ivy, don't forget, the Ubiquitous Women's Expo is going to be at the Washington Convention Center. That's on Saturday and Sunday. If you need more information about it, you can find it online at ubiquitousexpo.com. That's UBIQUITOUSExpo.com. Ivy, thanks for calling and good luck to you. Monique calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey. I just want to say that I really, 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 really love this discussion that we're having. Like, just now I was out and Brandy talked about that women who actually cannot uplift themselves, they're in a space that they believe that the man has told them they're not good enough, they're not self-worthy, they're not worth anything. I've been a single parent. I've actually shifted gears so my son could actually shift gears and live in a space where he has growth. And I'm just, like, blown away. Like, as women, even as single parents, as an old adult, middle, whatever, you have to reach back and say to the younger people that this is what I've learned in a relationship. This is what I've learned to be a better woman. This is what I've learned for self-growth, to be worthy of society. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, let me see what Brandy has to say about that. Is she right that you need to consider yourself worthy of society?
No, I think you have to be worthy of yourself. I think that, you know, we keep looking for these outside things. You know, society is so celebrity driven, it's so materialistic, it's so driven by all these outside forces that really don't serve us spiritually and emotionally. And I think we end up trying to get in this rat race, trying to keep up with the Joneses. So we look good. We think we, you know, we're out here. Well, I got the weave, I got the bundles, my hair is popping, my nails is done, my clothes is looking good, I got on my waist trainer, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
You know, I done took my tummy tea. I'm licking on my teeth, lollipop, you know, and we think like we are in this space of feeling better, but it's really not about society. It's really about when you look in that mirror every single day, are you willing to look at yourself and love yourself through? Are you willing to look at yourself and tell yourself you love yourself? And most of us, when we get honest and we get down to the nitty gritty, most of us are not looking in the mirror every day and telling ourselves that we're worthy, that we're deserving, and that we love ourselves. Most of us are not. Most of us walk past the mirror every day in shame, and we can't even look at ourselves.
Where does that shame come from?
Oh my God, from all our childhood trauma. You know, I think, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, just growing up black, I think any black person should be able to put on a resume that highly skilled in high stress level situations, easily able to negotiate my way through life. You know what I'm saying?
Multilingual.
Like, I can speak multiple languages. I'm bilingual. I'm trilingual. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wear so many hats just to navigate this space in this world as people of color, as black people in particular. Like, the fact that our lives are always being challenged every single day. The fact that we walk through life with almost this, like, not being able to breathe. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're holding our breath through life. Like, oh God, what are they going to say? Oh God, the police is behind me. Oh God, I'm getting followed through the store. Oh God, I'm trying to pay my bills. Oh God, you know, we're never even breathing. And so most of us, you know, we're carrying so much in our DNA, in our blood, in our bodies, that when we finally even get into these relationships, when we finally start to examine ourselves, we're like, well, how did I get here? Well, It's been stuff that's been passed down. Grandmama told you some stuff about yourself that you've been believing your whole life that ain't true. Mm-hmm. Your mama and daddy told you some stuff about yourself that you've been believing your whole life, about your looks, about your body, about your abilities. And so we carry those things with us, and then we carry them into relationships, and then we carry them to our jobs, and then we carry them in our bodies so much that we're creating disease. We create them, we're creating these habits in our lives, and we're not wondering where they come from. But it's all stemmed from the fact of how we feel about ourselves, how people, what have people told us, and what we believed.
Monique, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I just kind of heard this in my head. The kind of the last two conversations have touched on the whole relationship thing with men. If you were to follow and use social media as a measurement, if you were to look at pop culture as a measure, whether it's Ava DuVernay or any, everything for black women in 2018 seems to focus on their relationship with men. Is that the best thing before they focus on themselves? Is that just the DNA?
No, I think it's knowing that we're the yin and the yang of each other. You know, it's the balance of our lives.
But
male
men
and female.
Don't know that, do they?
You know what? Because it takes a woman to lead them to that.
Okay.
Oh. Listen. Our job as women is to take you higher. That's our job. That's who we are. If we're not making each other better, if we're not growing, if we're not really serving as a balance for one another, then we're not serving each other properly. And I don't think that it's just such a focus on male-female relationships. I think it's the focus on that we're so connected to one another, and that if we're to bring children into the world, if we're to bring life into the world, if we're to create together, well, we've got to have some balance. We've got to love each other in a different way. We've got to see each other in a different light. But we've also got to see the God in each other. And most of us don't see the God in each other when we look at each other. We don't encounter another person as light. We bring so much foolishness because we've been so hurt and so broken and so damaged that we bring all of those broken pieces and we dump them on the table and say, okay, now what you about to do with it? You about to help me? You about to fix it? And hell no, I'm not about to do that. You got to do that work yourself. But then once you do the work on yourself, now we can start working together on each other.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I'm talking with entrepreneur Brandy Harvey about a whole bunch of stuff.
We're tackling it all tonight.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it all tonight. Of course, we're previewing the Ubiquitous Women's Expo. Brandy will be speaking on a panel during the course of this weekend. Lots of stuff. This is the fifth year for the Ubiquitous Women's Expo, and certainly congratulations for Jermaine regarding the expo. But if you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call. You are an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Okay. And one of the things that I've observed about entrepreneurs is that that's not a 9-to-5 job. It's not a 6-to-6 job. Sometimes it's a 2 in the morning until 12 noon, and then you take a break. But how do you maintain relationships, whether it's a relationship with the opposite sex, or with your girls or your family when you are ripping and running and constantly, once you finish with the expo, then you're going to go on to the next best thing. And as a matter of fact, as soon as you finish speaking on this panel and you are heading back to your hotel room already, you're thinking about the next best thing, the next biggest thing. It is a slippery slope for entrepreneurs and just hardworking people. And there's so many of them now.
Yeah.
So how do you maintain the connection, the loving connection, family, relationships, friends?
You know what? Sometimes it's difficult because sometimes it, especially like when you are on this journey of entrepreneurship or just walking in your higher calling, you know, it's a lonely road, you know, and it gets, you become an introvert often, you know, you're like, I don't want to go out, you know, half the time because you ain't got no damn money to go out. You just person.
Yeah, there's that.
your coins is limited.
Yes, they
you know?
Are.
But I think in finding the balance, I think it's like almost like creating that list, whether that's in the internal list or the external list of what's important and how do you prioritize that. Like, I know for sure every single day I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to train. I'm going to hit the gym. I know for a fact I train with, you know, a group of gladiators every day at 4 o'clock, you know, and we call ourselves, we've been called the Justice League, and so at our gym. And so, you know, I train with them every single day, and I know that I'm going to eat certain foods every single day. I know that I'm going to have a time during my day to have quiet time, whether that's to pray, to meditate, or to journal. I make sure that I set those times away and have those moments for myself so I can recalibrate. I know that once a week I'm going to therapy. You know, Wednesday at 1 o'clock, you should not be calling my phone because I'm not going to answer you, because I know that I've made a commitment to myself to recalibrate once a week in therapy. You know, I think it's just finding where do your priorities lie? You know, if that's being in a relationship right now, you know, I know my husband, he out there or whatever. We ain't met yet, but the universe is aligning okay. All the stores,
oh,
you know,
Lord.
To make it happen. But, you know, until then, my job is really to give myself, you know, all the attention and focus myself to, so I'm the best version of myself.
So how do you know when to make time for the husband that you have yet to meet, because the stores are aligned?
Listen, I
want you to think about that. We'll come back on the other side and answer that, because you know, we got to peep into those big Harvey brain cells and find out what the answer is. We'll be back in just a moment talking to Brandy Harvey ahead of the Ubiquitous Women's Expo. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're previewing the Ubiquitous Women's Expo this weekend at the Washington Convention Center, Saturday and Sunday, with Brandy Harvey. Of course, she is the daughter of comedian Steve Harvey, but she definitely has a message that belongs to her. I asked you, Brandy, before the break, as an entrepreneur, as an A-list sister, I mean,
he done put me in the A-list, child.
Yeah,
look,
absolutely.
my stock just went up.
Yeah.
Cut the check, somebody. Yeah. Cut that check, that A-list check.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're
claim it.
You are no slouch. So
I'm claiming all of that today.
Well, that's right. And I say that because, as I said in the beginning, when I say A-list, I don't mean ashy, because you put the lotion on when you came. Yeah. So, like I said, that's where we started. But as a busy person, as an entrepreneur, and gosh, busy is such an understatement. And, you know, you were kind of joking about the stores being aligned and the planets and, you know, dogs and cats living together and all of that stuff for you to meet that, you know, that one and only. But how do you know when he shows up if you are so busy?
Listen, let me tell you how intentional I am about my life. You know, last year I was, you know how you dibble and dabble in a little relationship, and y'all really just too hot and heavy for y'all own good.
What do you mean?
Listen, steam touches every time y'all like fireworks every time y'all see each other. So I was in one of those fireworks situations.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fireworks ended, you know, I really said, okay, Brandy, like, one, you've got to start creating boundaries, you know. Two, you've got to just, you know, this sex thing is like not just like a plaything, you know. And I was like, I was not trying to be celibate at all. I really was not. Like, I was, promise you, I was not about that life.
And some people say, you know, you celibate, you give a little bit away,
listen,
you keep a little bit.
I was trying to give it away, keep a little bit, taste a little bit. You know, I was trying to do all of that. And when I tell you, you know, when that relationship ended, I was like, you know, how do I start to really create boundaries in my life? And then it was like, you know, what do I really want? You know, I was 35 years old. You know, I just turned 35. And I said, well, what do I want from my life partner? Not just a husband. You know, I think it's so cliche for women to say, I just want a husband. Oh, give me a husband. No, I want a soulmate. I want a life partner. I want somebody who I can go through life and build with. You know, not just come in and say, oh, I got a husband for the hell of saying I got a husband in a ring. It's really about how do I want to grow my life with somebody and how can I enhance them so they become their highest self and they enhance me so I become my highest self. And I wrote my list down. And when I wrote my list, it was not all the, you know, fluffy. Now, I had a few things like, you know, he got to look good naked, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, be an amazing lover, you know, very giving and all the, that
have
kind of
all
stuff.
All of his teeth, stuff like
definitely
that.
Have all his teeth.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I wrote, like, you know, slow to anger, quick to love, you know, a man of good character and integrity, a man of his word. He does everything he says he's going to do. You know, all these wonderful things, you know, someone who's respected for his wisdom, you know, all it was like these little things, you know, about being friends and how to go to the next level. And I told, you know, I told God, let me tell you now, the divine, the spirit, the creator, however you choose to call, you know, the higher source, you know, I said, when that person comes into my life, make it so clear to me, make it so plain, make me understand and see. As soon as I see it, God, let me know exactly what it is. So I'm not out here floundering about talking about, oh, I think I might, I think I know, I think I would, I think I could, you know. No, I wanted to know. I want to know as soon as, you know, as soon as I meet them. And I feel like, you know, that person is coming, is going to come into my life very soon. And I'm not worried about that. But like I said before, before all of that, I had to start doing the work on myself. I had to start making a commitment to get rid of my daddy issues. See, because I was in a relationship with a man who could have been my dad. Mm. You know, I was in a relationship with a man who was much older than me. And he served as my dad in so many ways.
A surrogate.
Absolutely. Because I didn't realize I'm really needing my dad to step in and say these things to me and give to me in those ways. But hell, I was like, well, you fit the bill, so you come on in and you help me through. And he was very much a friend and very much a confidant, and he had all this wisdom. But I knew that in order for my life to expand, I had to let that relationship go. I had to close that door and close that chapter in my life. And once I started doing that and setting these boundaries and started to unpack all the things that were happening that had happened in my childhood that I was still carrying around that I didn't think were supposed to still be affecting me, but they were deeply affecting me. When I started to tap into those things and started to heal myself and go through the healing process, man, listen, I know what's coming for me is so beautiful and so wonderful, and it's marked just as mine, so I ain't even worried about it. But in the interim, get me all the way together.
Well, did you have an emotional aha moment as it relates to what you're dealing with or what you were talking about, or was it gradual?
Oh, it was so gradual. It was, you know, we know our intuition is so, you know, beautiful, right? That voice that we have, that small, still voice, it speaks in our voice. You know, that voice that we have inside of us, we know it because it's recognizable, because it's our voice. And I knew that that relationship from the very beginning was not for me. It was not my promised land at all. But I kept making exceptions to the rules along the way. And I kept making concessions along the way and saying, well, it's not that bad. I love it. And, you know, and then they can tell you things. And because you're so damaged, because you're so broken, because you're so spiritually starving, right, and thirsty, you're like, well, no, this person does love me, and nobody will love me the way that he'll love me. And you believe that, and you tap into that. And when I started to say, as I got older and I started to do the work, and it was like, you know what, I all along I knew that this was not for me, and now it really ain't for me. And I love you, but as graciously as you came into my life, I graciously allow you to leave up out of it.
You've talked a lot about what was, and we see what is, where you are right now. You've achieved a great deal. What is it that you are working on now for yourself to continue this emotional, this spiritual, this empowerment for yourself?
Oh, wow. That's, you know what? It's wonderful. I just celebrated my birthday on this past Monday, my sister and I.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Hey. Yeah, I turned 36, so it's 36 times around the sun for me. And when I set my intentions for this year, and this new year. I didn't write down anything materialistic. I didn't say, oh, I want to make this amount of money. I want to have this type of car. I want to go this place, right? I created a list of 22, and 22 is a master number if anybody studies numerology. 22 is a master number. And I was going to create a list of 36, but I landed on 22, and it was so divine. And in those 22 intentions that I set for my life, it was things about, like, be available. Be available to listen, to hear, to speak, to teach, to grow, to move when time for me to move. I set intentions that, you know, that I would continue to gain more knowledge in my spiritual, emotional, and mental health, that it would make me a better transformational speaker, leader, and teacher. I set intentions to become the highest version of myself. I set intentions that, God, that you will allow my light to shine bright in all spaces, that when people see me, they see your divine light. I ask God that I would be able to see the beauty and the lesson in every single day and be able to write about it. Those were the type of intentions that I set. So when I look at my life going forward and what I'm working on, it's this constant progression of this awakening that I have within me to raise my level of consciousness, to keep growing internally, to keep growing spiritually, to keep growing emotionally, you know, that each day I learn these God-like lessons, you know, that God reveals himself in every single thing, that I'm able to see him, her, it, the creator in everything. And that's what I'm working on. You know, it's not so much about, you know, how do I go make $1 million or teach somebody else how to make $1 million? If I become the $1 million version of myself, oh, please, I've opened up the floodgates of abundance. I've opened up the floodgates of prosperity in my life. When I start to say, how, God, do you want me to show up in the world? Well, damn it, let me show up like that.
This is your first ubiquitous event, and I will tell you, as I said in the beginning, there are going to be a lot of women there. There are going to be exhibits and vendors and sponsors and all of that. But the foundation of this event has to do with the women. When you are standing or sitting at the stage and you were talking and you were presenting and you're looking into the audience, what are you looking for in the crowd?
What am I looking for in a crowd? I don't necessarily know that I'm looking for something in the crowd, you know?
And I don't mean for you, I mean for them. Are you looking for a specific kind of attendee that you may connect with, that there may be a lesson for someone who's got, the resting bee face, or somebody who's got a glow about them, or someone who is just there in the middle, or,
I'm looking for the woman who's coming, like the woman with the issue of blood. I'm looking for the woman who is coming, who says, I didn't know why I was coming to Ubiquitous. I had no idea why I was coming. My girl bought me a ticket. I wasn't even trying to come here, but I'm so glad I came, because in the midst of me coming, I got blessed. In the midst of me coming, my life opened up. In the midst of me coming, you said something that transformed my life and I will never be the same. That's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for an open heart and an open mind. If you come with that, I guarantee you the floodgates of your life are going to open up.
Well, I guarantee you that in addition to the opportunity for you to bless someone, this event will bless you, particularly considering what you shared with me and where your head and your heart are right now. This is going to be quite unlike anything that you have ever experienced. And so I really suspect that it's going to be an empowering, can I say that? An empowering event for you. Brandi Harvey, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It was really, really good talking to you and meeting you and talking to you about you. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Can I get some lotion?
We got some lotion, but I want your listeners, if you are not following us on social media, follow at beyondher.co, beyondher.co on Instagram.
I'm going to post that.
Oh, perfect.
It's going to be posted on our website on whur.com, like all of the information. So you'll have Brandy's information, also the information for Ubiquitous at ubiquitousexpo.com. And you'll see a picture of Brandy. You see her hair. It's hot. So fire. here. Brandy, again, thank you so much.
Thank you
I appreciate
so much.
It.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, August 24th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection and have a wonderful weekend. Good night.